And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor balances hope with disappointment.
Sometimes you have a little trouble taking no for an answer, don't you? That's what Larry, my beloved, has said to me in the past when I have been, well, having trouble taking no for an answer. Recent political outcomes have been big disappointments in my life. Maybe they weren't disappointments to you, but they certainly were to me. That being the case, I've been attempting to deal with the disappointment by pretending that it doesn't exist. As my friend Patsy says, if you don't see it, maybe it's not there. It's a classic case of denial, because I don't want to have to face the fact that I'm going to have to live with what I deem to be second best, or worse. When the optimum thing, person, is there for the asking, why would I want to settle for a lesser outcome, to take no for an answer? Through my adult life, I mostly have been working for and voting for candidates who lose, and frankly, it's discouraging. Not that every political candidate that I have supported has lost. Sometimes, to my great joy, and in my opinion, to the good of the populace at large, my candidate has triumphed. What I am saying is that it's disappointing that sometimes those who lose, who definitely are not, in the words of our current dear leader, losers, don't get the opportunity to work what I am sure would have been their magic for the good of the whole. This track record has led me to formulate the rather negative theory that Americans do not want people in public office that they deem to be too smart. You hear people saying things like, I want someone just like me. Incorrect grammar aside, in most cases, this idea spells doom. What should be wanted is someone who is a great deal smarter than most of us. The ship of state is too unwieldy to be steered by someone just like me. However, we invariably select someone who seems to us to be the average just like me person. Then we end with a situation, a place in life, when I wish that I were able to revert to toddlerdom and just throw a big old tantrum. It must be very freeing to be allowed a fit-throwing episode. Instead, though, I'm supposed to be an adult. I'm forced to do the adult thing and just button it up, bury my fury and carry on as though things are just dandy. Well, they're not. And I want to stomp my feet and rail at the fates. Wisdom from the fates, mostly world religions, suggests that I am right where I should be, though, since it's all about suffering, character building, and learning from adversity. Seems to me that this sort of stuff is counter to what any sane person might want. What we want is what we want, and in most cases, suffering isn't that thing. But just when there you are, lower than a snake's belly, you notice a tiny little two-leaved shoot poking up through the dirt. Hope has germinated and forced its way through the dirt. The hope, which they say, springeth eternal. The hope that propels us from bed to sally forth out into the world each day. The hope that helps us to face disappointment, if not with gusto, at least with grace and goodwill, rather than with fit-throwing. The hope that has kept me, through the years, searching for political satisfaction as well as for the perfect purse. Large tasks, these things. So, if I don't exactly spring upright from my crawling on my belly like a snake dejection, I do manage to struggle to an upright position and go out to navigate in this second-best world, reluctantly taking no for an answer. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. You can't always get what you want.
just might find. You got what you need.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.